confidence interval or interval estimation. So far, we have looked at point estimation. We have an experiment which gives us a data set, D. We define the estimator of an unknown parameter theta as a function hat theta from D to the real numbers. Now, because D is a stochastic variable or stochastic data, hat theta of D is also stochastic. We define the concept of an unbiased estimator. The estimator hat theta is unbiased if its expected value is the true value theta. Now, I introduce a little piece of new notation here, E subscript D. That means that the expected value is calculated over the probability distribution of D. So D here is the stochastic variable with a defined probability distribution, not theta or any other variable we might have. But with point estimation, there is no guarantees on the error, the difference between the true value and the estimated value. It may be large, and it may be large with high probability. The point estimator doesn't say anything about the error. And therefore, we introduce interval estimation to get some kind of control on the error margins. The data set is still the same, but where point estimation considers only one estimator, we consider two. Estimator is maybe not a good word. We try to estimate a low end and a high end of an interval. And what we try to achieve with that interval is that the probability distribution of the data set, and thus the probability distribution of the hat theta low and hat theta high, which are derived from the data, is such that the estimated interval encloses the true value theta with a high probability beta. So we want to guarantee that the probability that the interval falls around the true value is high. Beta here is known as the level of confidence. And common values are 95, 98, 99%. The interval here is called the confidence interval. So if this probability holds, then hat theta low, hat theta high is 100% confidence interval. And we customarily use percentages when we describe the confidence interval. So why do we do it this way? The idea in a confidence interval is that it takes two key quantities and combine them. We have an approximated estimated value, that is an interval, and we say that we think the true value is inside this interval. And we also have a level of confidence, a confidence that we are correct. And you should think of that as a confidence, not a probability. You may have seen, for instance, in opinion polls and other statistical analysis, that they do not use confidence intervals. They use some kind of error margins. They say that the result should be interpreted within a certain error margin. That gives you an interval, hat theta plus minus e, where e is the error, without a confidence level. In most cases, these stochastic variables are unbounded, so the error may very well be larger than the quoted error margin, and the analysis doesn't say anything about the confidence. That's not a good practice. It might be acceptable when you speak to people who are not able to conceive and comprehend more than one number at a time, but it is, in terms of drawing conclusions, very inaccurate. Now, a warning. You may have noted that I said that what we want to bound here is the probability that the confidence interval falls around the true value. I did not say the probability of theta, or the true value, falling inside the confidence interval. And that's important because theta, the true value, is not a random variable. So that it's not the theta that does the falling. The random variable here is d, and the estimators, or the interval, is calculated from d. So it's d and the estimates which are random variables. So the confidence level here is the a priori probability that the confidence interval will enclose the parameter theta. That is a priori probability, a priori before we have looked at the data d. It is not the probability that theta is within the interval, because theta is not a stochastic variable. So this subscript theta here is incorrect. Do not think of the confidence interval as having a probability of theta falling inside, and especially not after you've calculated the confidence interval. To summarize, we use confidence intervals with a lower bound and a higher bound so that we can guarantee a probability that this interval encloses the variable we want to estimate. In the next video, we will look at the confidence interval specifically for the binomial proportion. See you.